Well, Todd, we've had a very active week in terms of severe weather. We start all the way back on Monday. We had a line of storms that came through Champaign-Urbana area, doing a lot of damage to our local corn crop. On a Tuesday morning, I went out and saw corn laid over, almost snapped right above the root ball. So some pretty serious winds we had around here, approaching 70 miles an hour at a time. All of this was kind of initiated by that large ridge in the jet stream that's kind of parked out to our west that we've been talking about now for a couple of weeks. And that ridge, basically as the flow goes over the top of it and kind of comes into the trough that's been trying to set up along the eastern half of the country, well, that flow often produces repeated thunderstorm events. And that's what we've been seeing for most of this week. Some of those thunderstorms have been quite severe as well. We've actually had 422 reports of severe weather. 22 of those were tornadoes, many of them coming Wednesday into Thursday. So with these ridge-riding storms setting up, some locations have been getting rain that desperately needed it. Think eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, and parts of Indiana, all getting precipitation that they need for this growing season. But there have been some locations that have been missed. When we kind of take a look at the precipitation of the last 15 to 30 days, what we're seeing here is that parts of western Iowa, southern Illinois, and large sections of Missouri have really been missing out on the precipitation. Now, at the same time, these same regions have been receiving lots and lots of heat. Granted, most of the corn in that region is not yet to tassel. We're not even approaching pollination just yet, but still, they've seen some heat stress in June. So the bigger question is, what are we expecting the heat to be doing over the next couple of weeks? Well, here's the short-term forecast. We've got more heat coming through the Midwest all the way through Monday. So we're going to be having way in the upper 80s, lower 90s through a big chunk of the Midwest. So prepare yourself for another warm few days. But beyond that, we're expecting a deeper trough to set up across the Midwest, and with that trough, we're going to see some cooler temperatures, which we're going to return to the lower 80s, potentially maybe for a few days here at the end of June, being 5 degrees or so below average. Now, we haven't seen temperatures below average since the very start of June, so it's been warm for quite some time. Now, as a consequence of the forecast of this cooler weather that's coming in, the corn markets have really responded. Between the cooler forecast, Brexit, and some of the stuff that's been going on with the Fed, we've really seen a change in the price of corn, but a lot of that's been weather-driven. When we kind of watch this pattern evolve, this is what we're seeing. Through the start of July, we're actually going to see that trough in the eastern half of the country kind of stay in place, and as a result, we're going to have a cooler start to July. When I say cool, don't be thinking like we had in 2014. I'm talking still seeing some 80s, maybe a couple of days where we're in the very, very upper 70s, but it's not going to cool off like it did in 2014. Now, when we start to look beyond that, what we're starting to see is the presence of another ridge building across the middle section of the country. And if that ridge builds in, say after about July 8, 9, or 10, sometime in that time frame, that ridge could bring some heat back into the middle part of the country. And when it does that, it could really add some heat stress as we're getting into the main pollination part of the season for corn. We're also expecting over the next 10 days to not have nearly as active as a pattern in terms of severe weather or also in terms of precipitation moving across the eastern parts of the Corn Belt. So again, keep your focus. If you're looking kind of big picture across the U.S., keep your focus on what's happening in southern and western Iowa, parts of northern Missouri, and southern half of Illinois. These are the regions that have been stressed for water and at the same time have been seeing some heat. So some adversity. But overall, it's been a pretty decent start to the growing season for 2016. But keep an eye on what we're expecting to see in mid-July. Because if the ridge does set up, and it sets up at the right time, we could be introducing some heat at a very sensitive time for the corn crop. We'll be watching this very closely to see the evolution of the next weather pattern after this cool-off ends.